USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Omicron variant now accounts for 60% of COVID cases in the United States, but it's going to get worse before it gets better, according to former FDA Director Scott Gottlieb, who appeared on CBS's Face the Nation.
Places that have been hard hit early, like the Mid-Atlantic, the Northeast, New England, Florida, parts of the Pacific Northwest, maybe 2 weeks away from peaking, but the rest of the country probably faces a hard month ahead of us. I don't think you're going to start to see a national peak until we get into February, because there's parts of the country that really haven't been hard hit by Omicron yet.
Weathermen say, look out, a sneaky storm from the south will be swinging northward and strengthening to blast part of the Mid-Atlantic region with a heavy dose of snow. Forecasters say severe cold and heavy snow make returning home from the holidays along Interstate 95 treacherous. Make travel plans accordingly. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.